Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But he is the brand new head coach of the Cleveland State Vikings. They're tipping off their season at home. Their home schedule coming up this weekend. Friday's home opener at the Wolstein Center, taking on Coppin State. Terrific deals. We'll talk about it as well because everybody should be there. Coach Dennis Felton, we welcome you in. Thanks for coming in, man.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
All right. I appreciate you coming in. And this is a city that has gotten behind Cleveland State before. We hear it all the time about the days of Kevin Mackey. We saw the 30 for 30 special on him. We saw how this town got galvanized around college basketball. It hasn't happened in a long time. And a lot of people are excited that you could be the guy to bring that back here, right here in Northeast Ohio.
We're excited, too, and it won't be just about me. We're counting on a community effort to rebuild Cleveland basketball, Cleveland State basketball, and really do some things that Cleveland State basketball has never done before.
Well, I wanted to know, because I looked up and down the roster, and you know, depending on the year, and obviously your predecessor, Gary Waters, was impacted big time by the transfer rules and the situation that got written about nationally, and Cleveland State was listed as one of those examples. How do you go about building a program to where you get the best kids possible for this program, but that also, given the new state of affairs of college basketball, don't want to up and leave if they have a good year?
Yeah, that's you know, college basketball has always been filled with challenges, and that is the latest challenge, and it's a big one. Over 800 transfers, Division I transfers this past year. And what you have to do is you have to build a culture and a program that is, that number one, is enticing to stay with. You have to try to find players who really fit that culture and feel like they belong. But I'll be honest with you, I think coaches can do everything right and are still very capable of losing players. So then on the flip side of operating within this, you know, culture that we're in, I think you've got to be part of the transfer game. There are going to be times, I think, when you do lose players to transfers, but be in that market and also gain and pick up players from the transfer market. But I think, particularly to Cleveland State, I think that's why our community and our fan base is so important to it, because I think if we grow our fan base and our community really jumps into this thing with both feet and provides the kind of experience as we're growing and building and becoming a winner and becoming champions, if we have that kind of support and that kind of provide that kind of atmosphere at our games and in our hometown, then it will be less likely to see players, you know, be interested in leaving.
You were at a place like Western Kentucky that was a really good program when you were there. Obviously, Bowling Green, Kentucky is a lot different from Cleveland, Ohio. Are there parallels that you draw, though, with mid-major recruiting and how to bring guys in and how to make them live and breathe with the program?
Yeah, there are. Western Kentucky was a very, very proud basketball program, very important to the fabric of that small city of Bowling Green. But when I got there, it had fallen into its darkest hours. The program was in the worst shape it had ever been. So, typically, you know, as you would expect, the fan support was really, really down too. I think, you know, we only had a couple of hundred people coming to our first games at Western Kentucky. But, before you knew it, we were selling out, and it was the place to be in Bowling Green on game night for Western Kentucky. And so we're wanting to have that same kind of success and follow that same kind of pattern. As far as doing it at that level, yeah, I think recruiting is a part of it, because, number one, you have to find players that really fit your system and fit your culture and make sense to be there, but that are also somewhat undervalued and overlooked out there on the market. you know, the kind of players that you can get and that maybe you should get, but the kind of players that can help you play up, compete up, mm-hmm. and build and be able to, you know, build some momentum of building of beating programs that on paper you weren't supposed to beat. And before you know it, you've got a lot of momentum behind you, and you're competing at the highest levels like we were at Western Kentucky when we built that program into a top 25 ranked program.
Dennis Felton, new head coach of the Cleveland State Vikings. They've already started their season. A couple losses early on, obviously. New players, new team, new coaching staff, and all of that. I look up and down the roster. You got a few kids from Northeast Ohio. There are some bedrock high school basketball programs here in this area that will rival many in the region and even the country. I mean, Villa Angela, St. Joe's, Benedictine, these are programs that have been excellent forever. Garfield Heights, Sonny Johnson's done a terrific job there. How important will it be as this program goes forward to be in lockstep with these local programs and to be able to take some of the best kids from Northeast Ohio that people can rally around from their high school years up until their college years at Cleveland State?
Yeah, it's really, really important to us. And I'm happy to say that me and my staff, you know, we've worked really hard at building and cultivating relationships with those coaches and all the coaches in the area, not just the ones that typically have the best players, but you know, we're proud to be a part of the Cleveland basketball community, and I'm happy to say that their embrace has been just as warm. So we've covered a lot of ground in a short time at establishing and building relationships with those coaches, and we look forward to recruiting their players. I will say this, you know, to be totally transparent, you know, right here locally, we probably have our hardest work to do in terms of turning around the way people perceive us, the way people perceive Cleveland State basketball. You know, they're right here in our backyard. They have grown up looking at Cleveland State a certain way, and my staff and I are working really hard at changing that perception. And not only we don't need your, you know, second or third best players, we need your best players. That's what we strive for. And in the meantime, we literally will go anywhere on the planet to get the best players to help us rebuild our program and become great.
Well, I think that'll be music to the ears of the local basketball fans, and they can come out and see you firsthand coming up Friday. Lower level tickets, $6. All you have to do is mention Hoopy, H-O-O-P-Y, at the box office. Call or text 216-687-4848 for more info. Cheap drinks as well, just a dollar draft. I've done this before, so I can attest to it. It's a good deal, 5:30 to 7 o'clock pregame. Coach, we appreciate you coming in. This school that you represent has undergone an amazing transformation in the past 5 years. There's more people living downtown than ever before. There's more people going to campus and not commuting, actually living at Cleveland State than ever before. So I think you're going to have the fan base there if you guys start to churn out the wins.
Well, you did your homework. You know what you're talking about. All of that's true, and we're looking forward to just building on all of it.
All right, there he is. Head coach, Cleveland State. Go see him on Friday. Dennis Felton, we appreciate him coming in.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.